Well, before I start talking about what defines a guy as a sexy guy, I want to first speak about what stops guys in the first place from being an attractive guy, which is probably more important. Well, your mindset really plays a big role when it comes to being an attractive guy. And it starts all by you. I mean, if you in the first place don't believe you are a sexy guy, you don't believe you are an attractive guy, then guess what? Women also won't feel the same way about you. See, most guys nowadays have a huge problem. They have a lot of doubt about themselves. They are very insecure. And they have this idea that it's usually about something externally that is missing to them so they can attract women into their life. So they have this usually this idea that they need to be tall and handsome, or they need to be rich, or they need to be go to the gym and get a muscular body. And they have all of these ideas, and many times they don't have one or another, and they start making all of these doubts about themselves because they don't have this, so women don't like them and they aren't attractive. But I tell you what, you can have all of this and that doesn't really affect you. I mean, you can have all of this, and if you don't have the right mindset, if you don't believe in yourself, women won't consider you attractive, neither will they respect you. I mean, many times you watch on the news, guys who are rich, they have a ton of money, and many times they end up divorced. Women just divorce them and grab half of their money and just walk away. So, it's not about money. It's also not about going to the gym and having a fit body. That doesn't make you a man. What distinguishes you from a man and from a boy is really your mindset. And the more you doubt yourself, the more you are in your head thinking about your insecurities, the more you think about you need to have strategies to meet women, the worse you become with women. You have to realize that your mindset really affects everything that you do along your day. It affects the way you walk, the way you move, the way you carry yourself throughout the day. It affects even the way you interact with women. I mean, even I, each time I go to a nightclub or a bar where I'm usually more aware of my surroundings, how guys are presenting themselves, and most of the times, it's very rare for me to actually see a guy who has women, and I can see that just by the way they carry themselves. Most guys in nightclubs or bars or wherever, they are completely nervous, they aren't comfortable, they have their muscles completely tense. And shit, I can see this. Women will immediately notice this, and many times, or they won't even notice you at all, or if they look at you, they won't consider you attractive just based on how badly you are presenting yourself. And this has a lot to do because you are in your head thinking about all of this crap that I've already mentioned. So, the more you think about this, the more you doubt yourself, the worse it is. It will reflect even in the way you interact with women, because if you have doubt about yourself when you're interacting with women, you won't consider yourself worthy enough of being with her. So you will act needy, you will act nervous, you will act uncomfortable, and women will see that and won't consider you a sexy guy. So it's really about letting go of all of this crap in your head and being more in the moment. So the more you let go of all of this shit, and the more you connect with your masculine side and build a more solid mindset, the more women will find you attractive. So what makes you become an attractive guy in the first place? Well, it's really about having sexual confidence. It's not exactly confidence. I know many people talk about confidence nowadays, but quite honestly, they don't know what they are talking about. It's not the confidence that you have in your work. It's not the confidence that you have in a hobby that you enjoy doing, like playing guitar or dancing or whatever. No, it's the confidence that you have about yourself. It's believing in yourself. It's believing that you are an attractive guy. It's believing that women find you attractive and not doubting yourself. And this is exactly what women love in a guy, is this kind of confidence. And this, as I already said, this will reflect through the way you present yourself. You will present yourself as a guy who is totally comfortable, is confident, who is comfortable talking with women and so on. And it has a lot to do with your mindset. It's also about being comfortable with your sexuality. Most guys nowadays aren't comfortable with... I know that this sounds so ridiculous, but most guys nowadays aren't comfortable with being a man. They're afraid of showing their sexual interest. There is nothing wrong with showing your sexual interest and being attracted to women. It's perfectly natural. It's simply part of nature. It's natural, and you need to accept it. Now, what is wrong is being a guy who is a pervert. See, there is a difference from being a pervert from showing your sexual interest. Being a pervert is a guy who would probably stare at a girl's boobs the entire night while she is speaking. It's a guy who is really needy and trying to get her into bed, and the only thing he thinks is really about that. There's a difference from just being a guy who is showing his sexual interest and just being there and relax and looking her in the eyes with really sexual eye contact and being playful and so on, from being a pervert. There's nothing wrong about being sexual and being a man and accepting yourself as a man. It's also about being in the moment and enjoying it. As I said, most guys are in their head thinking about all of this crap. The more you are in your head, the worse you feel about yourself, the more nervous you get, the more you consider yourself not worthy of being with women, and the worse you feel. So it's really about being there, present, just letting things go, not thinking that you need to act more cool, not thinking about you need to be this or that, simply being with a girl and letting it flow. It's being in the moment and enjoying the time that you pass with them. It's also about having dreams and being proactive. I know that most guys have dreams. Nearly everyone has dreams. But most guys really settle for mediocre job, a mediocre lifestyle, just because it's easy and it's comfortable for them. But ambition is really something that defines us as a man. It really makes us, I mean, I'm not saying that women aren't ambitious, but usually men are more ambitious, and we are usually more aggressive in trying to get it. And women find this incredibly sexy in a guy who has dreams but isn't sitting around waiting for luck to happen. He's going after what he wants. Women really love this in a guy and find it incredibly sexy. It's also about being healthy and treating yourself well. Most guys really don't take care of themselves. They really don't care about their health. But I consider that being healthy and has a lot to do with loving yourself. Because people who don't love themselves, quite really, they pay much attention to this. They really don't give a shit about it. So being healthy and eating right, doing exercise, is really telling yourself, look, I really love myself, so I'm going to do everything to be my best. And by being healthy, I mean you will look sexier, you will be fit, you will look better and physically. You will also feel more positive about yourself, you will feel more confident. So this is also something very important. And to finish this, it also has a lot to do with your lifestyle and enjoying it. simply doing exactly what you love in life, as I said, going after your dreams, but also doing the hobbies that you enjoy. And even if it's something that it's not quite often, I mean, you have a hobby that you enjoy doing, but it's not something standard. It's not something which most people usually do. You still do it just because you enjoy it, and you really don't care if other people will ridiculize you just because you do it. Like, you like doing ballet, man, but you are a guy and you know that other people will just joke around with you, but you still do it because that's what you are passionate and not being afraid, just living the lifestyle that you want, because this is your life and it's your life and you gotta do what you want and really stop caring about what others think about you, because it doesn't matter. I mean, people will always somehow tend to ridiculize people who don't live the standard lifestyle, and that's very common and that usually happens. So, as I said, it's about focusing on the several things that I already mentioned and that makes you sexy. And this will really reflect in your presence and the way of being and the way you interact with women has a lot to do with your mindset and the way you live your life. So that is all for this question.